to see a visionary rise. Them who don't want me, let them bury. Now go in. No, my God is stronger. So I'm gonna make them do me just like...
By the way, you're saying.
Yes, sir. Life is great, you know?
Serious thing. We are here again, Ballhead and the Dread Podcast. I have to remind the people, a couple reminders. First reminder is Far Right's album's coming out, right? So keep that in your schedule. Keep that on your calendar. EP is there, Disrupting the Status Quo. If you didn't check it out, make sure you check it out. Get some vibes. If you have free time, please check out our latest short film, Jamaica's Most Famous Shirt, the Mesh Marina. Also circulating, we have the full reasoning from the one Dr. Umar Johnson, full reasoning from the one Paula Herlock. Also, we have a super dope video with one of Jamaica's greatest bass players, the great Jackie Jackson, sharing some of the bass lines he created. So you definitely want to check that out. I'll put all the links in the description. Farai, what were we reasoning about today?
All right, the reason I'm interested in one still because I will leave a first not observation. Going another one here. So we're talking about why majority of vegans or vegetarians even go back to eating meat. I don't know, so different studies show different things. But as one's end of the reason say is we really want to focus on the aspect of discipline after we bring a lot of different facts and different things to the item and even opinions to the item too, you know?
No, serious thing. And I think I don't have a book. I have a book that breaks down statistics, how to manipulate anything to make it work for you, right? And in regards to this topic here, you don't need any statistics from the system to validate anything. You can observe if your eyes are open and you're around certain things. I want to hear what you have to say, Farai, right? I really jump in whenever you're ready, right? But in my observation, the number one reason people fail at, I don't like saying the word vegan, and so it's almost like a dirty word for me, like a curse word, right? Those are plant-based lifestyle. They're not in a discipline. They've never been a disciplined person. And many people pick it up because it's trending for attention. Some may pick it up for health options. Some may pick it up because it's something to be a part of, right? But the fact is that it exposes the lack of discipline a person has. And once you could control your stomach, you can control most aspects of your life, or mostly all aspects of your life. But what you will notice, right? People who struggle with the eating thing struggle with discipline in other aspects of their life. I want to be clear, because people are quick to say this. Well, I go to work. That's not included. That's full-blown survival. And what are you doing on your job? Most people do nothing on their job. And that's just the facts. All right, before we get into the reason, I want to hear from you. Why do you feel, what is the number one reason you believe most people fail in regards to maintaining a certain type of eating habit?
And would I still, would I have said the same discipline, but enough people are overstanding, you know? We talk about consistency all the time. Another reason in them. Consistency, consistency, consistency. And you see, food is a thing where majority of people from the get-go don't have consistency with as it relates to anything where healthy. Seeing? And the way how people live them life, them have overstands. Consumption is consumption. So you see the way how you consume every other thing, that's how you have to deal with food. And then the number one thing now is that majority of people who even say them go towards vegan or vegan lifestyle as them classify it same way. Because even though we don't really have made the term, the way of overstance is a coined term. It's probably a term we would have done trademark or something already. But the way how people approach it from get-go are one of the main reasons why ones go back to eating meat. Because them approach to it is just being trendy, as they say, the trendy part of it. Everybody wants to be included. So this is like the new wave. Are you seen as kind of in a higher meditation to, if you're a worker for this vegan thing, are you seem like it, you become a part of a niche where most people don't really inner. So them kind of want to experience that too. And then when them go to the experience there, them realize that even if them a try mimic all of these neat things, and them a try mimic all of them different type of things that were out there where them were used to from get go. It still not give them the validation. And then sometimes now, because them try so hard to do the same exact thing, now them just immediately feel like say are the same thing mentally in them brain. So now the meat don't defar. Because if I want to eat vegetarian, veggie chicken or vegan chicken, chicken not defar. Because remember, say you just put the vegan in front of it. You see what I say? And that's really why, that's the main reason why most people end up start eat back meat from them, say them have a vegan.
And before people, we're going to get on the tactics later on, but I want to touch on something you mentioned. A lot of people don't see the health benefits from the supposed vegan diet, because I don't think the vegan diet is supposed to have health benefits. I think, in my understanding of the thing, I think it's supposed to be more of an anti, it's not really a health thing. Excuse me. It's supposed to be an anti-animal abuse thing or animal exploitation. So I think the fact that you think vegan equals healthy is wrong to start with, because you can eat French fries every day and bread and be vegan, and there's no long-term benefit on that journey. All right, there's no long-term benefit on that journey. Now, when we're dealing with this food thing, right, so we made it clear, all right, people not really on the journey long, the discipline. Anything that you're disciplining, you have to be a student of. And I think that's another aspect people fail, like they're not students of food. And when I say students, I'm not saying to be any type of extreme vibe, but I'm saying, like, you have a craft or you have a thing that you're good at, you're a student of it. You have to be a student of the food. We spoke about this in the past, and we apologize if it's repetitive, but things are intertwined. I'll speak about myself, right? When I started on plant-based, it's steamed broccoli and sweet potatoes. That's what I was eating, because I didn't know anything else. Maybe I'll like saute some spinach or something, but then it used to overcook and, you know, get real green and nasty, and it's just a bunch of problems, right? So I was a broccoli and yam man. But as I started to learn, read, and the wild part now is that you don't have to buy no cookbook again. I remember one time you had to buy cookbooks. There's no need to buy a cookbook, I guess, if you want to support a person, because there's so much valuable information online, whether it's print or in videos. I think people do an excellent job in regards to sharing information in regards to eating a certain way, eating a healthy way, right? Your herbs, your roots, your spices, and all these things. You have to learn about these things and just start to mess around with them. You know, it's a trial and error in a sense, and growing in it, being around like-minded people, you know, surrounding yourself with certain things so you can learn. It's just a whole learning process that you have to go through that people don't want to go through. And any restaurant you go to where it's vegan dish, it's mostly fried or some bread product. You know, now I will say this. Maybe a person too, yeah, some people that's really into the animal. I'm not an animal person. I don't dislike animals, but I'm not inspired to do anything I do because of animals, right? And I hope that doesn't offend anyone. But some people really are the animal tip where they don't wear no leather and all that, right? In respect to them. But in regards to the maintaining the eating thing, you have the social aspect, which is an issue too. Being ostracized from peers, because a lot of people think it would garner attention when it really kind of leaves you to the side. You go to these events, there's nothing to eat, you know, and a man don't know how to experience that hunger. Sometimes you got to go hungry unless you really prepare and set yourself up, you know. This eating thing could cause issues in the household. Because remember, when you met your spouse, your significant other, you weren't eating like this. So when you bring it up on them, they probably don't want to hear it. Kids used to eat in a certain way, they don't want to hear it. Family members used to eat in a certain way, they don't want to hear it. So all these issues come about when you start eating a certain way. Even for yourself, there's I can speak about it. There's like almost like some withdrawal addiction thing that goes on with your body. Your body gets a little frisky when you're cleaning out certain things. You know, a lot of people don't want to deal with that. They don't want to talk about it. When you transition from eating unhealthy to eating clean, it's like a withdrawal vibe. All right.
They mentioned that now. You say we're going to break down the schematics of the whole thing. Now, you mentioned and healthy versus healthy. More break it, put a little liquor pass on that for now. And then we are connected by that. All right. The vegan, we don't say vegan already, is not healthy per se, you know. So you see, when time most people come into the whole vegan thing, see, even though it kind of the trendy, it have something to it where a little bit was still connected to the whole healthy vibes. Because remember, so that all other people them were around them, were around them are people who not really in the vegetables, eating vegetables. Them say vegan as fully healthy to them, just to them. Even though we know that is not the case, right? So when the person then will come and really come be a vegan, as you say, health is like a part, still a part of the thing. Now them have a transition from being that unhealthy vegan to being that healthy person. When them start hear about the whole plant-based thing attached and them start to health start attached to the thing. Now it's a thing we're scaring enough people to, you know. And it's a thing where we become uninterested to a whole heap of people. So you see, when time them lose interest now, because we don't tell them don't that eat vegan chicken. So when them lose the interest now, all them have to just take a chop off the vegan man, the chicken just replace it same time. And that really take place, you know. So it's the whole unhealthy versus healthy thing that is really one of the main part of the whole thing too, that fair.
Along with the discipline, it's work in a sense, you know, learning how to read nutritional facts and looking out for certain things and say, hey, man, the sodium in this, I know it may be plant-based, but the sodium in this thing is sky high. Probably shouldn't be in this. The cholesterol is sky high, or this has sugar, because I had a talk with a brazier. Even myself, I experienced this, right? I don't know what was going through my mind at the time, you know, but I'm ashamed to say this in public, but I'll say it. I went through it. I used to think that because it was a vegan dessert, it was like, I'm ashamed to say it, you know. I used to think because it's just like sugar is sugar, you know, there's no healthy sugar, right? Yes, there may not be the eggs and the butter and the butter, but it's still the sugar, and that is the source of the problem, you know. So I was on a vibe where it's like, oh, this, but not. And I will say this, a lot of times the sugar is higher in the vegan thing than the regular, I guess, to compensate and give it that flavor. So be careful of that, right? But yeah, you, as I said, man, you have to be a student and you have to look. All right, let's switch to argument now, right? We identified the reason, the discipline. Those who are trying to eat healthy, I really, first of all, I've kind of stopped. I kind of stopped advocating for people to do the plant-based thing. I'm going to tell you why. I noticed it was, even though it was, I was doing it with good intentions, it was kind of selfish of me, right? I'm going to tell you why it was selfish. You would think it's selfless, but it's really selfish, right? Because some people and their situation doesn't allow for that type of lifestyle. And that is the harsh reality of the thing. Their situation doesn't allow for it, right? Factors, work schedule, their temperament, their health, family. Yes, people say income, but income does play a role because some people just scraping far. Right? I mean, they just on survival mode. So there's no time. There's no time to think about healthy eating. It's just full-blown survival. And some people have to get the best bang they could get for their dollar. So they might have to get the value meal, or they might have to get certain things. Because I notice when we talk about health now, there's a class thing to this health too, because it's a privilege to be healthy in America. It's a privilege to go to the gym. It's a privilege to eat healthy, to have access to certain food. Even some of these far-ass, I never forget this. I saw this recipe, right? But I said, yo, can't nobody. I said, a working man can't afford this recipe, yeah? Because think about it, right? Some things I make, it's kind of pricey when you think about it. So I will say this, there's a sacrifice there, right? Because you may go buy liquor or go clubbing. Far, I'm going to go buy some ingredients. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. So by the time I make my drink in the morning, right? My drink have bananas in there, almond milk, ashwagandha, maca powder, cacao powder, hemp seeds, dates, pumpkin seeds and sesame seeds. It's kind of, even though you buy it in bulk to get started, it's kind of pricey. And it's unrealistic to ask a man suffering to get that. True though, right?
Say it's unrealistic still then. God, what?
Go ahead.
Say it unrealistic. In all cases, right? In some cases, it depends upon the individual. I think it depends upon the individual because generally speaking, though, I don't think it's unrealistic because as they just for the same mention, reason why they mentioned, the habits them way everybody have, for them habits, them do that so often and when you compare it to a dollar by dollar value, that is dear. You see what I say? That is dear completely because as they say, even all of them NEC and you find out about all of these different type of alcohol and all of them things that where the man them do. The habit where the man them have, the man them smoke too. The clothes them where the man them buy a one shirt have to be and a one shoes have to be $800 in a fire. So, man, they open every day I see them youth here wear them thing.
Well, far.
And some, no, I'm not done yet. I'm not done yet. So what I say is, I'm not saying it's unrealistic. All the time, or do unrealistic not at all. But as I say, some cases people just choose what them want to choose for, and but them end up back up make it seem like it just a realistic not at all. Seeing, but in a certain cases, we know say due to the factors them what they mentioned. So I really want to say it's a person by person basis. You have made the habit with the person have. And then the amount of money where the person is spent on these habits. But here are the thing now, majority of people, them think about debt more than them think about life. And that's really something where we have to mention in this reason of fire. Because people now see them body as being the temple where it carry them through. And if I tell them even about them health and tell them to change all them the way them eat food, most people will tell us they are dead anyways. And you have to understand, say, enough of these people will approach even the vegan thing. At the same type of mindset people them in a fire, it's just that them have one level above everybody else in terms of who eat meat, where them say, no, say, we want leg of the meat and try and kind of reach upon the levels, yeah? But them do it for selfish reasons. And sometimes when them do it for selfish reasons, no, them end up can't maintain that because them never have the discipline to maintain it. And them never have the strategies to maintain it. Them never have the mindset to maintain it. So them end up now start go back to the regular wheels where them did go back to. And then you see what I say?
Nah, fire. I hear what you're saying, right? And I'm dealing with the average person that's check to check with the suffering that can't even stunt in a sense, right? But I wanted to clarify what I said something earlier in regards to. I don't think I fully clarified when I said like why I was selfish and why I stopped telling people, right? You just mentioned in regards to the strategy, the mind frame, and back to the discipline again. I did mention the economics and all that, but some people just don't have certain things in them. And what I noticed that, and we spoke about this also, is that unfortunately, a lot of times people project what they're able to do on other people. And sometimes it's unfair. Not that you can't have expectations for people, but some of your expectations are just unrealistic. Because the things you're able to accomplish, the things you're able to endure, the discipline that you have, people just don't have. It is what it is, right? It sounds a way still. You wish certain people had things, but that's why I said it's unrealistic and it's unfair. Because I'm asking a person now to control their stomach and their cravings, and they don't have no aspect of their life is disciplined for positive things. It may be discipline in other things, but the things that's kind of that really takes a little more effort, they haven't demonstrated. Coupled with the fact that they're 30, 40, 50 years on earth, no discipline, it's kind of hard to ask a person to switch that or unrealistic and unfair, you know? Another thing I wanted to touch on with this whole vegan vibe in regards to making certain decisions. I think that a big pitfall that people do is this, what's the term you would use, this cold turkey. I think you need to go transition it. All right. You need to go transition to this thing and take your time because some people say, I don't know if people are offended or intimidated, but when they hear that like you or they see that you move a certain way, They always, I'm pretty sure you experienced this too. They tell you one speech about how they tried it and it didn't work, or they was doing it for a week, or they doing it, and no one asked them. I never brought it up. I don't go talk to people about food. But that cold turkey thing, they watch a video or something happen, it don't work. It does not work. It does not work. It does not work. Don't waste your time. You may be motivated for that little time, but once that fire is done, it's not working. It's just like the gym. Oh, and this is the next thing I want to say far right too, right? And jump in whenever you're ready. Please. And this was flopping most people. Stop advertising what you're doing. Please. Right? If you put down the chicken breasts, all right, just put it down and keep that within yourself. Now, if you have a trusted confidant for motivation, a person, not the world, right? Talk to them. Because I see people, they lose the weight. I put the pictures all over. So with big excitement, they lost the weight and they traveling with salads and they got their nuts in their hand and all this. Then when I see them, it's more weight back on. Why? Because they were doing it for attention. They weren't doing it for the sake of doing it. Because if they're doing it, all the energy you have and focus will be used to maintain what you're doing. If I don't need to tell nobody what I'm doing, all the energy I have, all the fight that I'm doing is to continue to do that thing. Yeah, if a person sees some results for what you're doing, it is what it is, but I'm not advertising what I'm doing.
It are the qualities them where individual have. It determines a whole heap of things. And you see, because every human being have it, certain things human beings have to do, you know, one of them can bring in even like Maslow hierarchy. Up needs or any other different things where them want to bring in. So human being are gonna need a place to sleep. Them are gonna need food to eat. So certain different things humans are need. And where most people, you know, overstand say, you can't live your life for others to validate you. Like you can't depend so much on the validation of others. And that's the main thing where they say. I remember say even the social media age come show that. And that's one of the main reasons why even the discipline of fall off. Because nobody can do nothing again for show them, for prove to themselves, say, yo, we can do it. I'm going to improve on this. I'm going to continuously improve on it and make other people see them and admire them. Enough people, most people now, them want to do things for validation of others. So they not go to no confidence. But members say social media hear it before or see it before them family members, them even see it, you know. Because so it's going to know them. I make sure say everybody on the internet validate what them see and them the likes them but them I get and them thing that make them feel more pumped. So sometimes even if them I do all them thing and them realize it didn't get the attention no more neither too. A lot of people I believe the lifestyle where them I live and start live back some joke lifestyle and then the information thing now the people it's like because sometimes I feel like people have this whole battle against information where them hate information, hate seeking information I should say. They not try to educate them. Most people don't try to educate themselves on nothing at all for you. There is not even a basic education because as they say with the whole cold turkey thing and them terminology, you know, American terminology, but they say about even that now, man just cut off everything now and him, when I feel him fill up him goody with is like, it not even make no sense because man I tell you say callaloo and cabbage every day or you know them thing that was that I say even the broccoli and sweet potato pies. Enough people not even understand what is classified as a vitamin, what is, you know, any what is a carbohydrate. Say you mentioned carbohydrate to most people, they may wonder what that is for you. They may wonder what is that. You mention legume, any farm, a different food group you want, think about for you. People, the basic food group chart we even know. People don't even understand what that is for you. And you see, so food to them is like diet, fatty, and then some words where them can't pronounce and all of these things. People go eat them something there for you. Them eat things are created in a lab straight through. And don't even understand say, oh, it's your duty to know what you are putting in your body. So even them thing there, just knowing basic information and then the facts that people are seek validation from everybody out there before them can continue to do something. Warm to when the validation now come. The results show. When the validation now come no more. Or when time the algorithm, social media algorithm shift now again. Them I wonder why. And then you see that's why you see. Enough of them thing here, studies that you see that take place with even majority of vegetarians going back to eating meat. It connected with depression and all of them different things. If I, It connected with depression and all of them different something they were going right now out in the atmosphere fire because the people them confused and I wonder how come I start to do this and me have an expectation when I start to do this. But no, I see them expectations are fulfilled because they're not doing it accurately. And if you were doing it accurately, you would see some of the expectations we have fulfilled. And remember, everything not work on the one time in the way them I think. So it all intertwined and connected fire. And that's why you see so much different fluctuation. I go up and I go down. I swear to you.
And genuinely, too. I think that's a word we got to throw in there. You know, that genuine vibe. I'm going to put that article in the description, too, the macro one we had from those times and put it in there, you know. But anyone on their journey, I do recommend that you have to be a student of whatever you're doing. And it's the same thing if you plan on living a healthy lifestyle, right? Healthy lifestyle. And also, I need to mention, too, don't think you're just going to eat your way into certain things. I got to throw that in there because you can eat all the greens you want and all the juices you want, right? But all right, if you're not sleeping, counterproductive. If you're stressed out, counterproductive. I didn't even say exercise in regards to strenuous exercise, but if you're not walking and being outside, we're not meant to be sitting down. You have to move. It's good if you can do a little resistance, if you do a band or a little push-up or something, right? Beneficial. But the things that's called holistic, it's not compartments, not a department store. This can't work. It, like, everything has to flow. So as I said, you can eat clean. But if you're not sleeping, your body not going to work. If you're sleeping and you're stressed from you wake up to you go to sleep, your body not going to work. If you're sedated sitting on the couch watching TV, broccoli, your body not going to work. You know, so you got to get this whole thing going. And far, that's why I really question the whole drinking thing with certain things. It don't add up to me. It don't add up to me because you're doing certain things and you're putting other things in their body. But I as I stated before, anyone who's on the journey, I do encourage you, right? I don't really promote it for people. But if you feel you could do the thing, it's a great thing. And I think it really gives you a different level of confidence of being able to have that discipline over your stomach. I keep saying that. Listen, that ability to control your stomach is a serious thing. And I hope that when you do it, or when you do conquer your cravings, right, you can conquer other cravings that you have. And that discipline that you experience with this, I hope that motivates you to be disciplined in other aspects of your life. So your whole life starts to improve. You know, because I'm telling you from experience, if you can discipline your stomach, you can discipline a lot of things. And with discipline comes growth. And the sky is the limit when you're a disciplined person, right? There's nothing greater than everybody always trying to conquer people and all this. I'm just here trying to conquer myself. You know, I haven't conquered myself. I'm here trying to conquer myself. I'm getting closer to conquering aspects. I may never fully conquer myself, but I'll conquer a majority of the land, right? Do the best I can, right? But you really want to work on conquering yourself. And I'm telling you, I'll keep saying it. Conquering that stomach is a big, big, big deal. I hope anyone listening is motivated to start conquering the stomach, become a student of food, listen to different people on the journey, listen to people who have been successful doing it, and also sleep. I have to mention, I know we're talking about a vegan thing, but you have to mention the sleep. We have to mention exercise, and we have to mention, you can't be stressing about everything, fire, and stressing yourself out and all stressed and confused. You know? The stress is a no-go. Your body gonna shut down. It can't work, right? If you with somebody stressing you out, you may have to leave them. I don't know what to say. You're gonna drop dead. And if you have kids already, then y'all gotta figure something out, you know? But yeah, the stress thing fire is no good because a lot of people drop it out. And it's just, when you figure, but like, yo, they just stressed out, man. They just stressed out and people process stress differently. They just think about that situation 24/7 and they just like tense. It can't work, you know? And don't think drinking roots and eating greens is going to take away the stress. You gotta change your perspective. And sometimes what I learned with stress, sometimes you literally have to distance yourself from the situation. You just literally cannot be around the situation. There's no, There's no way, there's no deep place to go to. You literally just have to remove yourself from that situation because it's just a toxic situation.
And you know, enough ones where I miss that would not even see the correlation. But the correlation is very, very, very evident to you know, for you can. Enough times when one's stressed to see me, I succumbs, enough ones even turn to the whole vegan thing too. And feel like say that will help them. But you enough people not overstand it. But you see the mindset is a dangerous thing, you know, because most people are look for a magic potion. It's a magic potion most people are look for, you know. And then they realize say you can't just get this whole poops magic potion, all right. Bam, start. I don't eat meat, never magic potion, and this is the solution to life. No, that is not the solution to life. As they say, let's try to conquer yourself. So you have one thing where you conquer. Yes, you continuously improve the one area there too. And you have other areas where you try to improve at the same time. So enough people now overstand the correlation of them type of thing they fire. When time most people stress, they might even have a clue. So even when most people stress, them eat food, you know. Not a one thing where most people don't overstand. When them stress, them eat food. And then you think about the type of food where you eat. And you see sometimes so even when the people them say they might eat healthier. And because health and stress and them kind of like an oxymoron. So that a one thing where they might go back to the meat, because meat and stress can go hand in hand because the desire there where the meat will like give them to. And they, you know, and it can make them, it slow them down to. When time them and themselves are feel stressed and them go eat all the meat now and them something there and them start get slouch, you know. It's a more addiction that a come on to them and the addiction get deeper and deeper and stronger. So enough people now see the correlation and something where I feel like people fear observe and I put the two of them together and really be conscious. Because the conscious can being conscious play a whole heap of fact. Because you see, if you're disciplined and you're conscious, are two things that we are done, two level that we are done unlock already, you know. It's not a normal thing, you know, for you. Because when you're disciplined, it's not a, I say days where they are Canada and I move through Canada, you know, for you. Now we are move through Canada and I say, oh, sure, we are deal with some award business and some this and that. And we are move, I try to make connection, I try to make link. You know, you're young and fresh, you know, the thing, I try to make some links and we are move. I have a city with a certain place, so we go. We said, so we can't get no vegetable, and the man said, so yeah, eat. I showed the man, said, what's that makeshift? We are makeshift, man. We just go find out some fruits thing, and that's a straight fruit salad. The man said, so we are moved through straight, and I hold back with energy, and I'll live, and I'll deal with some bar, some of them natural bar, and thing. And the man said, so, oh, you do that? I showed the man, said, fire. My mind is done, set already, said, me, I come on the journey, and I can't expect anything on the journey. So all me, I made in myself, so the mission, I forget accomplished, and on the journey, I gotta make sure so I can do something and make shift it until I reach back in my comfort zone where I can get every single thing together. I will pull off the mission right through and at one time. I tell you, even them man they are ball about food. I mean, I'm ball about food. So that's actually a discipline and your conscious is just a different type of thing. Because you know your mission and you have to accomplish your mission. And you have to know what works. So you see, if the education wasn't there, we wouldn't know what work and what me need back. Because I think both get back some potassium and them different things that we need and certain vitamins that we need in my orange and them things that I'm potassium and my banana and certain different things. It carry me through because I know back even the omega 3 them in the nuts them when we even can grab. I would know what for balance with thing I would have all of that within the day. And it carry me through no matter how the journey stay.
Before we gotta do a podcast in the future on, I guess, tactics, like realistic tactics you could use. Oh, that's what I want to talk on first. So one last thing. Somebody may ask, like, why do I eat the way that I do, right? And I want to be clear. I don't eat, this may sound a way, right? Even though I get health benefits from it, right? I don't eat with the intention that, like, I'll be immune to certain things. I probably don't get as sick as the next person. There are health benefits. Don't get it twisted. But I don't have this idea, like I won't get sick, I won't die or anything, right? So that's not the case. I feel very good eating this way. I perform at an optimal level, both physically and mentally. Not saying can nothing come in and chop the body down. I don't know, you know, but the thing is, I'm at a very high level eating like this. And also, my diet's a form of protest in the sense that I don't want to eat this sad diet, standard American diet, right? I'm not eating it. I'm just not eating it. Because I know the intention is not good. So those are the reasons I eat the way I do. I feel I really, I'm keep the buck with you, right? I'll be 40 in 2 years, and I feel good. Feel good. I look good. I move good, you know, and it's really how I live. So that's why I do it. As I said, I'm not doing it that, oh, I'll never get sick or, you know, I'll never get no nothing. I don't know, you know, because I don't know what's in the atmosphere, what's going on. But I know that because I eat and move a certain way, my thing is on ice, especially mentally, you know. I can say that. I will say that. Right, the thing kind
of. And a joke for you, a reality.
Yeah, because mixed in with, like, you know, not doing substances or anything, but you think much clearer, you know. But so we encourage everyone, if you're doing it, you know, you got to look into yourself. I can't tell you could do it. You got to look into yourself and actually do it. There's nothing to do but for you to do it, you know. And I think just being a student of it will help you so much. And don't talk about it so much. Right, don't turn it into this thing where you're trying to get praise and get attention, but just focus on what you're doing and grow within it and take your time, you know, and learn. It,
you know, so something very important today, I said that, like, I mean, I never want to overlook how important it is, because, you know, say, I know most youth say, and them join a far Rastafari youth, them say, and it's like, does that alone make them respect the thing upon a different type of level. And them sister, we don't follow, or we don't do this thing in a fashion, or we don't try to prove nothing to nobody. You know, so you, as they say, you know, me never tell a youth, try to tell a youth, say, yo, I just, you're supposed to see vegetable alone and this and that. But you know, say, even though me never try to convince a youth yet, to tell him, say, I tell him supposed to eat, when time him see me, or when time people him see me, I mean, I talk about us the one them who inquisitive and want for dreary. I talk about us youth them. If anything happened to them on certain things and them realize the one method now work, I meet them a short to get certain information. And when time them see me and them ask me, and then them actually try some of the thing them, them realize it. It's not a joke. When I tell them about a long time, we show them see all the sea mass with all the 92 different nutrients and thing them supposed to have blend up all some sea mass and thing. And sometimes when it make all youth them even go, but try the thing in a one and two store where them over them order some smoothie and them thing, then them feel how them feel electrified and certain things. And it just start, it just leading from the front. It's just me leading by example. And that's how I'm really wash one of people say, enough for advertise to nobody say I do this. People know when they're disciplined already. People can see the discipline once you enter a room. Them know see your discipline. So once you continuously carry out the art in the best way, it will encourage whole heap of people too. So friend, not because you deal, you not eat meat means that everybody will eat meat is just step on a lower tier to you. And that's a big misconception enough people make. And that's why I know when reality catch enough of them too, them end up off run left the lifestyle too, because them did not try force on something from people when them themselves not even overstand.
Big time, yeah. It's out, but that's why a lot of people refer to this thing as like a religion thing, you know. You're eating religion in a sense, because it's like they take it way into somewhere they don't need to go. That's not beneficial to them and other people, you know? We give thanks for everyone tuned in. Hopefully you learned something, right? You know, I forgot to give in the early announcements was Far Eye's new series, Navigating the Internet with Artarchi, Why Cookies Know So Much About You and How to Stop It, right? Look out for the next one coming, I believe, next week on VPN. Alrighty, so very interesting. You want to check out that one. If you get free time, make sure you support the Brazier Artarchi, aka the Dread, aka Farai, aka Dr. Farai, Professor Farai, that is. His EP's in the description, Disrupting the Status Quo, brand new album coming out soon. I'm looking forward to that. What else we have, dear? Full Reasoning from Dr. Umar Johnson, Full Reasoning from Paula Herlock. Check out the video with Jackie Jackson, right? One of Jamaica's greatest bass players. He is the, I won't say official mentor, but unofficial mentor to Family Man and Robbie Shakespeare. They definitely look up to the man there. He's the one running the thing from those times till now. Also, what else we have there? Short film. Jamaica's most famous shirt, the Mesh Marina. So we give thanks for everyone. We wish everyone the best and good luck on your journey trying to get things proper.
Look how them kill the donkey Marty, just because them want to break the land and free the money. But just the Mumba get killed, even though we never did, I do no wrong still. Escaping by the night, I've got to leave this sight, leaving out a room. You know me won't go home. Escaping by the night, I've got to leave this sight, leaving out a room. You know me won't go home. 225.